Making Sure the Sky is Not Falling. I'm Jane Platt with a podcast from JPL, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Asteroids and comets are pretty cool cosmic objects as long as they keep their distance. Dr. Steve Chesley of JPL is with NASA's Near Earth Object Office, which uses telescopes and radar to study objects that venture near Earth.
Well, we have about 4,300 near Earth objects in the catalog at the moment. That's all sizes. We're most interested in finding the large objects, what we consider to be those that can, say, threaten the climate of the Earth if they were to impact.
Those are bigger than 1 kilometer, or 4 times the size of Pasadena's Rose Bowl. Scientists have found more than 700 of those. Most are too far away to pose any danger to Earth. On the other hand, they have identified about 120 objects of varying sizes that do have the potential to hit Earth. Still, no need to panic.
No one knows of a friend or a loved one who has been hurt by a near-Earth asteroid. That's true. So these are very low probability events, but very high consequence events. It's very unlikely that one of these large objects will hit us.
Dr. Don Yeomans heads NASA's Near Earth Object Office. His colleague, Dr. Steve Chesley, says an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
NASA's approach to the Earth hazard problem so far, and I think rightly, has been to focus on discovery. You cannot deflect an object that you haven't discovered. And so finding the asteroids, finding them early, is the most important thing in this process.
So the Near Earth Object Office, with input from astronomers around the world, detects objects, tracks their location, size, speed, and movement over a period of time. They rate them on the 10-point Torino scale, sort of like the Richter scale for earthquakes.
Torino scale 0 is where 99% of our cases fall, which means that it's just not worth any public attention, although we continue to monitor these routinely. Torino scale 1 means it's more than ordinary, but still not particularly alarming. We get, on the average, a few, maybe several Torino scale 1 cases per year. We have had a couple of Torino scale 2s. We even had one Torino scale 4, which was quite extraordinary.
Now, a 4 is enough to worry about, but with more detailed observations, the 4 and the 2s were downgraded.
After an object is discovered and observations continue to arrive at our office, we continue to update and refine the orbital predictions and the impact assessments. That allows us to refine the Torino scale ratings for the object and so on.
And so far, every single worrisome object they've tracked with further observations has been ruled out as a hazard to Earth. Interested in keeping tabs on these objects? Check out the Near Earth Object website at neo.jpl.nasa.gov.
We have the impact probabilities, and you can click on any one of the objects and get details. But at the top level, there's a summary for each object. The speed at which it passes the Earth is present there, and that, of course, is important for the impact energy, the size of the object, and the Torino scale.
Again, that's neo.jpl.nasa.gov, and it includes a lot of links. In case you're wondering what would happen if scientists did find an asteroid that really could threaten Earth, researchers are scoping out different ways to handle a scenario like that.
Probably the best and most obvious way of deflecting an asteroid is to simply slam a spacecraft into it and to slow it down or speed it up if you overtake it from behind. And that gives it enough change in velocity to steer it off the Earth-impacting trajectory.
But again, none of the known near-Earth objects have scientists staying up nights worrying. So for now, they say, the sky is not falling. Thanks for joining us for this podcast from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.